The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Well, they say all good things must come to those who wait. And here we sit, still two games away from a potential Los Angeles Lakers championship. These tenacious Miami Heat have proved every bit the tough out I was afraid they were in Game 3 after a gritty and gutty performance from their leader, Jimmy Butler. Beating the Lakers by 11 despite the Heat being without Goran Dragic and Bam Adebayo. I'm your host for this episode of Hoopball Lakers, JC DeLeon. You can find me on Twitter at JCDeLeon1. Ethan is off of this episode. You can find him on Twitter at Ethan_Noroff and the show at Hoopball Lakers, as well as all of the other Hoopball shows, including at Hoopball Heat, hosted by our guy Joe Stroh. That's a great show as well. Be sure to check them out for his side of the NBA Finals previews. So what transpired in Game 3 seemed to be a typical stinker game that this Lakers squad has had once each round of the playoffs. They opened up with 10 turnovers in the first quarter and finished with 20 overall, and that kind of effort against a team that is running on pride the way this Heat team is, that's a recipe for disaster. However, all hope is not lost. Take a look at the box score, it'll tell a tale that will pretty much summarize how this happened. Why it's likely not to happen again. If you're a MyBookie.ag betting guy or gal, you can bet that there are a few things that are likely not to happen in Game 5. We'll take a look at the box score to see what those things are, but before we do, let's talk about Manscaped. Now, the Lakers may not be able to control how much tenacity and grit and pride this Miami Heat team plays with, but one thing they can control is how they look where it counts. And one thing that can help with that is the Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0. It's a premium electric trimmer that's designed to give you a confidence boost through body image. The ceramic blade and skin-safe technology are designed to reduce nicks and tucks on your fellows down low. It's also waterproof, comes with an LED light so you can manscape in the shower. The Shears 2.0 is a luxury four-piece nail kit featuring tempered stainless steel tools, and it includes tipped tweezers, rounded point scissors, fingernail clippers, and a medium grit nail file. If only we can use that nail file to nail down the grit of the Miami Heat. The Shears 2.0 nail kit also allows you to pluck your eyebrows and trim your nails in style. If you use the promo code HOOPBALL, you can save 20% off plus free shipping. So free shipping is always one of the things I hate paying for. I love getting free shipping whenever I can get it. Promo code HOOPBALL over at manscaped.com. That gets you 20% off plus free shipping. So the Lakers have had some stinkers in the playoffs, as we talked about earlier. Game one, round one against the Trailblazers. Game one, round one against the Rockets. Game three, round three against the Denver Nuggets. The Lakers tend to have one of these games each round where maybe they're either not too worried about the other team early on, like Houston and Portland, or maybe they've got things rolling to a certain extent and they're not worried once they've got the series in control, like this one against Miami Heat. Games 1 and 2 were such dominant performances. I could see how the human element of this Los Angeles Lakers element, this Los Angeles Lakers team, could come into factor and, you know, allow them to play a little lackadaisical. And lackadaisical is the word of the day when it comes to this Lakers team and their performance in Game 3. 10 turnovers in the first quarter was just not going to do it. Right away, it seemed like the effort was not there. Right after the game, Ethan tweeted that one team wanted this game more, and that team was clearly the Miami Heat. And You know, if you're a Miami Heat fan, that's going to be the key to victory, is they just got to want it more than this Lakers squad. Now, I can't imagine any team wanting it more than this Los Angeles Lakers team wanting to honor the legacy of Kobe Bryant. You know, we talk about that a lot. Maybe it's a silly thing to kind of hinge your hopes on or effort on, really, but you know, he was such an important part of this Lakers franchise, and everything is coming together to where they can honor him with a fitting tribute. And a fitting tribute to him would be nothing other than a championship. But the Miami Heat are here for a reason. They're a really great team. They're one of my favorite teams to watch in the playoffs. I was hoping to not play them, not because I was necessarily worried about them beating the Los Angeles Lakers, but just because I don't like rooting against this Heat team. Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Goran Dragic, their big three is a really fun and selfless team to watch. And to take a look at the box score, let's take a look at the Heat side. Let's give them their due. I said Lakers in five because I felt like the Heat could steal one of these games once Goran and Bam, you know, were injured. I felt a little less so, obviously, because those are two big pieces. Those are two of their leading scorer and I think second league scorer, and all they have left is Jimmy Butler. And that's not to say all they have left, because Jimmy Butler is a perennial all-star. He's one of the better players in this league. He's got a really great story, and he was the story of this game. A 40-point triple-double for Jimmy Butler. Plus 20 on that plus-minus. We mentioned the 40 points. He had 11 rebounds, 13 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Shot 12 of 14 from free throw. 14 for 20 from the field. Dude just could not miss. He kind of had a Kawhi Leonard-type game where he was posting up mid, doing turnaround fadeaways, and he just wasn't missing. And, you know, in addition to that, you got more minutes out of Myers Leonard, who started the last game in the absence of Adebayo. Myers Leonard hasn't had a lot of minutes for the Miami Heat this playoff run, but he had 7 points last night. He was plus 13 when he was in there. I think he sort of helped this Miami Heat team do kind of like what JaVale McGee does in setting the tone for this Heat team, because right away, Lakers were sloppy, turning the ball over, putting in bad shots, and Miami was, you could even say, desperate, playing desperate. And I think when you play a desperate team, you back them against the corner, this is how they're going to play. Myers Leonard, 7 points, you know, 1 rebound, 1 steal. Not a whole lot there fantasy-wise, and he didn't play a lot late after he started, but I think setting the tone is an important thing. The bulk of his minutes once you know, he started, the bulk of his minutes went to Kelly Olynyk. Kelly Olynyk was huge off the bench. 17 points, 2 steals, 7 rebounds, played 31 minutes. He also had a few minutes from Solomon Hill, Derrick Jones Jr., the bulk of the rest of the bench minutes going to Andre Iguodala and Kendrick Nunn. Kendrick Nunn didn't have quite as good a game as he did at the end of game one. And that's probably to be expected. Andre Iguodala also, not great performances out of the Miami Heat bench. Andre Iguodala was a minus 13. And so that kind of point paints an even more negative picture on the Lakers in this one, because really it was the tale of the Miami Heat starters. Tyler Hero had 17 points. He was plus one in the plus minus, but that dude is fearless. He was one of the guys I was afraid of. He had 13 points from Duncan Robinson. Duncan Robinson made 3-pointers, but he missed 7. And that's kind of what you need out of him. If you're defending a guy like Duncan Robinson, you kind of need him to miss a bunch of threes. And he did that, but it didn't really matter on this night. Jay Crowder with 12 and 8 rebounds. He made a couple of threes. I think when he does that, that sort of lifts up this team. But, yeah, to look at this box score for the Miami Heat, nothing jumps out at you as super impressive beyond the 40-point triple-double, obviously. You know, you had two players score 17, and those are your second-leading scorers behind the 40-40 by Jimmy Butler. But this is not a box score that presents a balanced unit. This is a box score that presents a team that jumped on the backs of one guy, on the back of one guy, and that one guy was Jimmy Butler. Now, obviously, he was brilliant. We talked about his numbers. Let's talk about things that are not so brilliant. Anthony Davis. Well, for all that we've talked about the potential for him winning NBA Finals MVP, I believe that this is the game that takes him out of it. He started off with foul trouble in the first quarter, had two quick fouls, kind of took him out of the game, took him out of his rhythm, ended the game with 15 points, shot 6 for 9, only putting up 9 shots. Finished with 4 fouls, and he got that 4th foul early in the 3rd quarter, and so the fact that he never got his 5th or 6th foul and still never put up more than 9 shots, that's not going to get it done. Only had 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, didn't get any blocks. Rest of the starters, non-existent. 15 minutes out of Dwight Howard, he finished with 4 points. He wasn't as impactful at his position as he had been, which is disturbing because on the other side he was playing against Myers Leonard and Kelly Olynyk. And, you know, for as skilled as those guys are, they're not Dwight Howard. You know, former 3-time Defensive Player of the Year, former perennial All-Star, future Hall of Famer. Like, Dwight Howard should have eaten these guys lunch, and he just didn't. For as brilliant as he's played in games 1 and 2.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
He didn't play very well in Game 3, and I believe that the center position has been essential to this Lakers team to set the tone. Now, he did, admittedly, win the toss, and they ran one of those alley-oops, and it seemed like Lakers are going to start to run away with this thing because within seconds, there was a Dwight Howard alley-oop, but that's pretty much his only contribution for the night. Another bad night for Danny Green. Our guy Danny Green, 0 for 6, 0 for 4 from 3. Made 2 free throws. Only 3 rebounds, 1 assist, no steals. Minus 15 for his, plus minus. Just a bad Danny Green game. This is one of those games where, you know, we try not to badmouth any of these guys too much, but there have been way too many instances where Danny Green is just not it. And for as much as he's making, as much space as he's taking up roster salary wise, yeah, it's not good. Now, KCP has been one of the more consistent Los Angeles Lakers throughout the playoffs. You can typically rely on him for between 9 and 12 points a game. Pretty bad night for him tonight. Played 29 minutes, only scored 5 points. Shot 1 for 3 from 3, 1 for 5 from the field. Minus 26, but he did kind of play a lot in there. Not a great night for LeBron. His biggest number, his 9, although he scored 25 points and got 10 rebounds, 8 assists, nearly a triple-double. With 2 blocks, he also had 8 turnovers. And he can be a little turnover prone. I understand that. But it can't it's got to start with him. And yeah, I just think the human element of being in control of the series kind of crept in, and it was too much to overcome, too little too late. Once they every time they tried to get up and punch the Heat just took it. And yeah, Jimmy Butler's not one to back down from anyone. And so he's not definitely not going to back down from LeBron James, but especially when he's putting up 8 turnovers, pretty easy not to back down. Bright side for the Lakers, Markieff Morris and Kyle Kuzma had 19 points each off the bench, which is damn impressive. And yeah, like we talked about earlier, the Laker bench outscored the Miami Heat bench by quite a huge margin, which tells me that there's really not much to worry about. You had 28 minutes and 26 minutes from Rondo and Caruso, respectively. Only 4 points from Rondo, 8 for Caruso. But they played well defensively. But yeah, Markieff Morris and Kyle Kuzma were really the shining stars of this one. But playing that game that I like to play of what's likely to not happen or what's likely to happen in next game, I believe these are prop bets you can find on mybookie.ag. Promo code HoopBall. They will match your first deposit. Mybookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. They pay out quick, and they pay out easy. I can tell you that from experience. Three things that are likely to not happen again in Game 5. Anthony Davis is not going to be in foul trouble. He's not going to put up a 15-point stinker. You can pretty much bet on that. You can bet on him having a huge turnaround game. If not huge, definitely a more impressive turnaround game than 15 points. He had 5 turnovers to complement LeBron's 8 turnovers, which the rest of the starting lineup combined was 6 turnovers. So yeah, the two stars definitely didn't play very well for the Lakers, and that's unfortunate. It is what it is. However, it's unlikely to happen again. You won't see that type of lackluster effort from Anthony Davis 2 games in a row. You're also now going to see a 40-point triple-double from Jimmy Butler every night. He's one of those NBA superstars. He doesn't have... He's kind of like Paul Pierce. Paul Pierce's defining characteristic was that he was a good scorer. He wasn't a good jump shooter. He didn't have a great layup package. He wasn't the most athletic. But he knew how to get the ball in the hole. And yeah, Jimmy Butler has games like this every now and then, but he doesn't have them consistently. So I wouldn't expect Jimmy Butler to have anything near a 40-point triple-double. He'll probably play well, because he doesn't have much of a choice. But yeah. He'll probably score between the 20 and 25-point range, if I had to bet. He's not going to get nearly as many assists, because another thing that's likely to not happen is you're likely not going to see 17 points from Kelly Olynyk off the bench. This Miami Heat team is... They were running pretty much 7-8 guys deep before the injury. In this game, they've reached into the bench a little deeper and gotten 13 minutes out of Myers Leonard, 31 minutes out of Kelly Olynyk, 20 minutes out of Kendrick Nunn. They even went to Solomon Hill for 4 minutes. So, yeah, this team is pretty deep. I mean, this Miami Heat team is not very deep. And, yeah, I wouldn't expect anything near 17 points from Kelly Olynyk in the next game. You also had 17 points from Tyler Hero. That might be about where he's at. Duncan Robinson shot 3 for 10 from 3. If he shoots 10 threes in the next game, he probably would make more than 3, I'd imagine. Hopefully the Lakers can prevent him from shooting 10 threes. But yeah, my top three things to not happen in game five. You won't see a stinker from Anthony Davis. You won't see a meteoric eruption from Jimmy Butler. And yeah, Kelly Olynyk, 17 points. Nah, that's not going to happen. You'll also probably see a much better game from LeBron James. I think he's gonna start to lock in. Don't know why he didn't really do it this time around, but it is what it is. And yeah, he's nearly averaging a 30-point triple-double, I believe, going into this game. If he had a 32, 8-rebound, and 12-assist game, he would be right at a 30-point triple-double for the series. He had 10 rebounds tonight. He had 8 assists. So he's actually pretty well behind that assist number if he wants to average triple-double for the NBA Finals. I know he's done it before. It's the only reason why I bring it up. However, if you are concerned about NBA Finals MVP, I would now start putting in your locking in your votes for LeBron James, as this one stinker of a game from Anthony Davis pretty much took him out of the running, in my opinion. But all in all, I'm not really worried. I thought that this Miami Heat team was capable of stealing a game. It would obviously be a much closer series if they were at full strength. However, I do feel, as good as Bam Adebayo is, I do think he presents a matchup that Anthony Davis is able to exploit, much like he did in the first half of Game 1. Same with Goran Dragic, in that the Lakers have played elite point guards in every round of this series, the least of which, in my opinion, is Goran Dragic. Now, Goran Dragic is very good, but I do believe he's defendable. What the Lakers are having a hard time with now is kind of a mishmash unit that this Miami Heat team provides, in which you don't know where the points are going to come from. You don't know who Jimmy is going to pass to when he drives. You don't know what to stop, really, because this Miami Heat team is going to be hitting you from all angles because they're that desperate. And I believe they were capable of stealing one, and they've stolen one. I don't think there's anything really pressing for the Lakers to worry about. They've just got to take care of the ball a little bit better. Anthony Davis needs to be a little bit more assertive. LeBron needs to fully lock in, and this thing should be a wrap in two more games. Well, they don't have much of a choice. They need to win two more games, because then that's when the job will be finished. Pretty short pod today, just recapping game three. I've been saying game five the whole time. recapping game three and previewing game four. There will end up being a game five, and we'll have a preview for that once Ethan and I are able to record together again. But once again, you can find me on Twitter at jcdeleon1. You can find Ethan on Twitter at ethan_noroff. You can find the show at Hoopball Lakers on Twitter at HOOPBALL Lakers. At Hoopball Heat, follow them. Give their host Joe Stro a follow as well. Pretty good show over there on their end, and he provides pretty good insight into what the Miami Heat are going through. And until next time, we are out.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.